Frank Duffy.
I come from an extremely specialized position. I don't know much about many things, but I do work for a lot of global businesses which are operating in very, very different ways in this decade to the way they were operating 10 years ago. I'm deeply impressed by the impact of information technology and all its ramifications on every aspect of work. Globalization, of course, but also, perhaps even more fundamental, the erosion of the great assumptions about the nature of work that created the architecture of cities in the 19th and 20th century, assumptions about co-location and synchrony. These conditions no longer practically exist for my clients. And therefore, I think there is a danger in this kind of argument about of not being radical enough, of taking, of being ameliorist rather than inventive about reshaping the buildings and the cities for the latter part of the 21st century. And by the way, I'm also concerned not just about the shape of buildings and cities. I'm deeply skeptical about the validity of the processes by which buildings are designed, delivered, and managed through time. We have inherited dysfunctional systems. So to be radical enough in this situation requires a leap of imagination. I notice on the little card here, have you ever imagined a world in which there are no hypothetical situations, which I quite a good clue, I thought, from W Hotels. Imagine a world which is completely virtual, inhabited by virtual beings who had all the convenience of virtuality, all the extension of the convenience of the virtuality we see coming into the workplace at the moment. And among these virtual beings was a genius who lit upon the idea of place. What arguments would that genius have to assemble in order to justify the place to a skeptical virtual world? And it would be about memory, it would be about association, it would be about serendipity, it would be about clustering, it would be about stimulus. There would be a number of such characteristics. And these would be the theoretical justification of cities in the 21st century, if one took an absolutely null hypothesis, a radical view to start with. And that, I think, is really mentally where we ought to be. And I think the principles that I would begin to assemble to be a bit more positive about the way in which we should be thinking about shaping cities and buildings for work are that, first, the world of virtuality is not an alternative to the world of reality. It's totally complementary. And a rough equivalence between the two is necessary in our imaginative processes. We should expect to be coping with much greater degrees of mobility in our cities and our buildings. We should expect, of course, that volatility, a point that's been made, but I think something that has been mentioned several times also, and I think it's extremely important, is the complementarity of the large and the small.